Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where if you saw the title or you see the poster right here on the side here on our YouTube channel, you know the movie we're talking about will be the scariest movie you'll ever hear. Now, that's not the title of the movie, but that is written on the poster, or one of the posters, and we are talking about the movie Undertone. Now, this one, I'll admit I came in with really low expectations. I mean, it's an A24 movie, and they've had a lot of movies that have ended up on my 10 worst list of the year. So I kind of came in this. I wanted to expect more out of it, and I was pleasantly surprised. So when you hear the score at the end, you're probably going to be shocked. I know I was when I gave it the score. And when I even watched this, I was just left going, oh my word. A lot of you know, if you've been listening to me for very long, that I have never been scared by a movie. And that still holds true. But there's very few movies that can do what this one did. And I'll get into a little bit more of that as we get into this. But before we get too far into this, I want to let you know, I did give this a guilty rating. So if you're at all curious on that, yes, this is getting a guilty rating. Very guilty, as a matter of fact. It's not overly gory or anything like that. It's just disturbing on a lot of different levels. And we'll just get into that a little bit more. I want to share with you the trailer. Now, be aware, this trailer is intense. So I want to kind of give you a little bit of a heads up on that one. Do you hear something?
Welcome to the Undertone Podcast, where we talk about all things creepy. I'm your in-house skeptic, Evie Babich, and my believer co-host says he has a real treat for us today.
We're listening to 10 mysterious audio recordings from an anonymous email.
Oh my God. Are you implying there's hidden messages in it?
Let me play it back. In reverse.
Now, a lot of people will remember back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, even like out up through today, that it was believed that if you played records backwards, that you could hear all sorts of weird stuff in the things, especially with a lot of Pink Floyd, Ozzy Osbourne stuff. It was believed that there was hidden messages if you played the records backwards. And so this is definitely going to appeal to that audience as well as to the newer audiences as well because of that.
Play the next one. Let's find out.
Who is that? Where is that coming from?
It wants to be heard. What is it? We'll find out.
We should stop listening.
What is this?
Our family or something.
That's the whole thing that this plays on is this thing has been called out to, but was it intentional? An as we know, this movie just opened yesterday. And I apologize. I know this is an evening episode. This morning, it was just, I just couldn't get up and get going this morning. So, but I am getting this to you today. Like, as I always promise, I would get my stuff up here on a pretty reasonable schedule. Just, if it's not 8 a.m., it's 8 p.m. Now, you may be noticing in the trailer that you heard, Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. Now, that's a major mistake in the movie. I understand that it is the nursery rhyme has been updated, but they're kind of playing for like what the original nursery rhyme is. And I remember in books that I probably still have something around here somewhere that it was Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, master, three bags full. And now it's yes, sir, three bags full. So that's been kind of a correction on that. And this movie is not without its mistakes. Do not get me wrong. This one is. There are some mistakes and stuff in this one, but this movie is creepy. That is the whole thing. It's disturbing. This is the kind of movie that will get under your skin. It's going to get in there. It's going to burrow in there. And it's going to stay with you. And I have to give it props on that. There's not a lot of people who can take a movie where there's very little actually going on in the movie and take it to where that there's this background stuff that, like I said, it just gets under your skin and it stays there. I mean, it's just the creep factor of it all. I mean, this movie is disturbing on just about every level. So if you are sensitive to fears and to things like that, if you like scary, if you like horror, if you like disturbing, just the creep factor type movies, then this is one that you're not going to want to miss. This one plays on the whole idea of nursery rhymes. And this is during a podcast. Evie and her co-host is Justin, and he gets emailed this file, and it has this like really weird email it came from, and he tried to respond to it, and it bounced back. So that kind of like, but it's like, okay, where did this come from? Well, they start playing the audio files. There's 10 of them. And as they go through the audio files, it gets creepier and creepier as it is a play on nursery rhymes. Now, why nursery rhymes? Well, the origination of nursery rhymes is a lot darker than a lot of people imagine. We sit there and we tell all these like cute little stories to kids, and London Bridge is falling down. And then, of course, I mean, how many people sing Rockabye Baby? But come on, how creepy is Rockabye Baby? Rockabye Baby in the treetop, when the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all. So you're basically, it's the death of a baby? And then Humpty Dumpty has always creeped me out. Now why? It's Humpty Dumpty, it's an egg. That's the whole thing. It never says Humpty Dumpty is an egg. Think about it. Yeah. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty together again. It never says he's an egg. And I mean, there's so many other ones. It's like, if you look into the stories behind the Muffin Man, Little Miss Tuffet, there's, you do not want to go down that road if you want to save any semblance of your childhood, because like the origination of nursery rhymes is just creepy. It's like a lot of the Hans Christian Andersen stories like that. The origination of a lot of those is a lot darker, and a lot of it just spirals. It goes down a thing, but with undertone, they end up calling out to something or someone that is that some people are going to be familiar with and some people are not. It is a being or a creature called Abazu. Now, again, if you want to sleep at night or if you're not into scary movies, do not Google that. But this is basically, they end up calling out to Abazu, and what Abazu wants, Abazu gets. And it's like, it's just this thing as they go through these 10 audio files on their episodes. And then they have some callers that call in from different areas. And the things that come forth as the story is told, because it starts at the creep factor here and it grows as the story goes. Now, this is not for the meek. This is not for the mild-hearted. This is you want to go into this one if you like movies like this. There was only one other person in the theater with me when I saw this. And I did go to a matinee show, to an early show on this. And so I wouldn't expect a lot of people to be at the matinee. And she was literally shaking when she was leaving. And she goes, I'm not going to ever sleep again. And I mean, like I said, I'm never scared for movies like this, but she was visibly shaken. And it was just, you have to go into a story like this expecting. So if you're sensitive to stuff like that, I would not go see this one. That's why I'm like giving this a very guilty rating. It's not gory. It's not intense in that sense, but the storytelling and the audio that is being played and like what's happening, and it's just, if you have fears, this is going to play into them on every level. And if you have young children, or if you are pregnant, I would definitely avoid this, because there's going to be a lot of very triggering things happening as this is ongoing. And like I said, it's an A24 movie. I came into this with really low expectations. I mean, I've given a lot of A24 movies like 2s, 3s, 4s. I mean, some have gotten in the 5s. I think a few have been low 6s, but I don't know if I've ever given one any higher than that. This actually changed that. So, yes, this one has very questionable content, but the creep factor of this one just stepped it up. The storytelling in this one just stepped it up. And yes, this is not going to be for everybody. I acknowledge that right up front. It's like if you are, like I said, if you were at all sensitive to that, but the fact, I have not had a movie get a score like this, especially a horror movie, horror thriller type thing, since 2014, 2015. So actually the last movie I gave a similar score to was The Gallows. A lot of people have never even heard of that one. It's kind of an indie film, but that the one got ended up on my top 10 list of that year. And this one's going to be really close. Just because, just the way it's done and just the creep factor throughout this, it takes you there and it holds you there and it creeps you out and it crawls under your skin and it stays there and it burrows even deeper. Does that freak you out? Because that's what this movie does tenfold in every way imaginable. So score-wise, like I said, I'm going to surprise more than a few of you on this one. I am giving Undertone an 8.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It is done. Like I said, there are mistakes in it. There are definitely flaws in it, but it is done so well for what it is doing. And it is so simple. People will often criticize movies like this for being so simple. But this one, if they had done more and complicated it, it would have to the whole thing. So I know a lot of you will be avoiding this. I know my sister will be avoiding this one for sure. But if you, like I said, if you are into the creep factors of movies, if you are into just the eebie-jeebie type movies, the ones that where they're not the most goriest and they're not like slasher films, but just where there's just that undertone, yes, that's intentional, of the fear factor. So, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe and make sure and turn on that notification to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. I'm actually going to do something rare. I'm going to be back tomorrow with another one of the new movies this weekend for you, and I want you to be prepared. As high as this one was, the one that we are going to be talking about tomorrow is just as memorable for it a lot of different ways. So I rarely do Sunday shows, but like I said, I wanted to bring that one to you to try to help if you're planning on seeing it to be ready for it. So be sure to come back tomorrow. We're going to have that one up for a rare Sunday episode. And then we're going to be continuing with the Scream series on Monday. And then I'm going to be bringing back the Strangers 3. That'll either be a Tuesday or Thursday episode. Again, which I don't normally do, but I'm kind of out of sync on some of these. So I wanted to be sure and get that to you. But as always, I thank you for coming along on this adventure with me. And if Undertone is one that you've been wanting to see and you like those types of movies, definitely check it out and let me know what you think. And if this is not your type of movie, I hope that this saved you a few dollars. So I'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.